Hello and welcome to another edition of In Transition. I'm Randy McElligott, and this is the final week of my exploration of jazz trios. And on the show today, what I thought I'd do is I would feature mostly the Bill Evans Trio. I think Bill Evans influenced not only other pianists, but other instrumentalists as well. So we're going to start off with the Bill Evans Trio, Scott LaFaro on bass and Paul Motion on drums, from a spectacular recording that he made way, way back called Sunday at the Village Vanguard. And this is a lovely version of My Man's Gone Now.
Thank you.
Starting off this edition of In Transition, that was My Man's Gone Now from the Bill Evans Trio from their album Sunday at the Village Vanguard. And we're going to feature that album extensively throughout the show today. But before we get back to Bill Evans, here's some music from Casper Wilhelm and the trio. And I believe this is a song that was written by Herbie Hancock, if I'm not mistaken. It's called Toys.
Thank you.
A gorgeous piece of music from the Kasper Wilhelm Trio and a great song called Toys. And we started off with Bill Evans Trio with My Man's Gone Now. I'm Randy McElligott. You're listening to In Transition. We're going to continue now with Jeff Young's Trio. And this is from Jeff Young's album, In Between. And the song I chose to play today is called Drinking Songs.
Can't get enough of your favorite CHUO shows? Well, don't worry. Listen on demand anytime at CHUO.fm and get your fix. We are CHUO 89.1 FM, independent radio for Ottawa-Gatineau. Thank you.
the one and only Bill Evans. And that's Bill Evans, the pianist. There's three Bill Evans that I know of. There's Yusef Lateef, whose original name is Bill Evans. There's Bill Evans, the sax player. And, of course, Bill Evans, the pianist who played with Miles Davis and so many other musicians. But today we're featuring him in a trio setting along with some other great trios on the show today. The track that we just heard was Bill Evans Live at the Village Vanguard in 1980 and his version of Nardis. And before that, the Jeff Young Trio with Drinking Songs. Let's listen now to a musician who's appeared in Ottawa several times. Her name is Jessica Williams. This is the Jessica Williams Trio with a lovely version of It's Easy to Remember.
6 days, 70 poets, one festival, Verse Fest. Ottawa's International Poetry Festival returns from March 20th to March 26th at Knox Presbyterian Church for 6 days of the planet's best written page poetry and spoken word, featuring Georgette LeBlanc, Natasha Canapé-Fontaine, Alice Notley, Jamal Jackson-Rogers, Brandon Wint, Aaron Murray, Gary Barwin, Louise Bernice Half, Sion, and more. Check out versefest.ca for tickets and info.
Thank you.
That was another track from Bill Evans, recorded live at the Village Vanguard. Sunday at the Village Vanguard. If you don't have that recording, I highly recommend you pick it up. There's some great tracks on it, and I'm trying to play as many as I can on today's show. We just heard a track called Gloria Step, featuring Scott LaFerro on bass and Paul Motion on drums. And one of the sad things about this session was that only a few short days later, Scott LaFerro was killed in a car accident, and it devastated Bill Evans. He didn't play for quite a while until he was convinced to make a recording and then get back into the game. So, like I said, just devastating for him, but a great, great recording. We're going to change things up a little bit here and listen to Bostonian guitarist John Stein. This is the John Stein Trio, with a beautiful number called Sultry. My name is Randy McElligott. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM 89.1. Thank you. Music from Bill Evans with My Romance, and just before that, John Stein's trio with Sultry. We're going to listen now to a drummer who made his name with a great, great trio in the 1960s known as Cream, featuring Eric Clapton on guitar and vocals and Jack Bruce on bass and vocals, Ginger Baker on drums. Well, Ginger Baker, many years later, formed a trio, and he released an album called Going Back Home. So I thought we'd listen to a track from this album. This is called Ramblin'.
Can't get enough of your favorite CHUO shows? Well, don't worry. Listen on demand anytime at chuo.fm and get your fix. We are CHUO 89.1 FM, independent radio for Ottawa-Gatineau.
Feminism in your life? Tune into The Third Wave as host Julie Lalonde looks at the world through a sassy feminist lens. Interviews with rabble-rousers the world over, critical analysis of current events, and 100% female-focused music. Earn feminist street cred every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. on CHUO 89.1 FM.
It's very hard to listen to a bassist who I thought had so much promise, Scott LaFaro, but I'm so happy that he left us this legacy of his in the recording with Bill Evans and Paul Motion that came to be known as Sunday Night at the Village Vanguard. We just heard Solar, and before that, British bassist Ginger Baker with the trio and Ramblin'. I'm Randy McElligott. On today's show, this is part four and the last episode of my survey of jazz trios. So the next trio up that I'm going to feature is the Odin Pope Trio. And Odin was in Ottawa a few years ago at the Jazz Festival, put on a great show. But today we're going to listen to a track from his album 96. And this is a great, I love the title of this song. It's called Coltrane Time. Thank you. Composition that you don't hear much of these days. That was Alice in Wonderland from the Bill Evans Trio, recorded at the Village Vanguard. And just before that, Odine Pope's trio with Coltrane Time, and that's from his album 96. We're going to listen now to another trio, and this one is called the Hakan Good Trio. And an interesting name to the album is Hocus Focus. And we're going to listen to a track entitled Distance. Thank you. Another example of the beauty of Scott LaFaro's playing, that was Jade Visions from Bill Evans' trio, Sunday at the Village Vanguard. We have time for one more track, so we're going to listen to the Lung Puppy Trio and have a little fun here with a track called A Day at the Beach.
Sun at the smiling at the thought of what we like to go and see.
Wraps it up for another edition of In Transition. I'm Randy McElligott, and I hope you enjoyed the show today as we featured the fourth and final episode of my exploration of jazz trios. I'll be back next week with some more jazz. Until then, have a great week. Bye for now.